In 1935, we had to leave the apartment. We moved to a cheap and dark ground floor apartment in Trogerstraße between Haidhausen and Bogenhausen. It was very close to Prinzregentenstraße. The Führer's Munich apartment was at Prinzregentenplatz. Once, we were on our way home from church and the street was cordoned off by the police. There were cries of Heil, and then he appeared in an open Mercedes. There weren't many people, this was completely unannounced, only those who were there by chance, standing with arm raised and shouting Heil, and my father said to us quietly, a little bomb would be just the thing here. That was how he talked to us. We lived extremely modestly. The other boys at school had it pretty good at home. Suddenly their parents had money and work, and of course the children were all in the Hitler Youth. I had to keep quiet about how things were at home with me. The Theresien High School was basically a conservative Bavarian school, but the headmaster was a Nazi, of course, and there were plenty of Nazi teachers, although they weren't in the majority. All in all, I can say I was lucky with school. Over the years, one waited for something to happen and for the nightmare to end. My father thought it was just a dangerous carnival joke at first. He had come across Hitler at one of his benefactors in 1931. Politically interested people had been invited to tea. Hitler was there too and tried to convince these sophisticated gentlemen of himself and his political goals. Back home, my father referred to Hitler as a violent prole. He said that if he ever came to power, there would be war. That was in 1931. In other words, if you paid careful attention, it was already clear in 1931 that Hitler's ideas had to lead to war. Our parents encouraged us to have as little to do with the Nazis as possible and to wait till it was all over. So I grew up slowly and learned to talk between the lines. Naturally, there were genuine friendships too. Even under these conditions, I made new friends. That was partly luck. And my parents had a lot of friends they had known for a long time. For instance, Rolf Hörschelmann, a painter and illustrator. He had helped run the Schwabinger Schattenspiele Theater and lived in inner emigration after 1937. When he was at our place in Trogerstraße, the windows had all to be carefully shut beforehand because the talk was exclusively political and he had a piercingly shrill voice. So there were friendships like that. Sometimes they were very close because one had to trust each other blindly, also to keep quiet if anything were to happen to someone. After November 9, 1938, the windows of a well-known Munich Jewish family who lived not far from Trogerstraße at Böhmerwaldplatz were smashed. The ravages weren't confined to the city center.